You are listening to Larry Connors, USA.
You want answers?
I think I'm entitled.
You want answers?
I want the truth!
You can't handle the truth!
This is Larry Connors, USA. Larry Connors, USA.
You were tapped by President Biden to oversee the root causes of the migration issue at the southern border. Our colleagues in Laredo are telling us that nonprofits there are just overwhelmed and they want federal help. What plans are there to send more federal aid to these communities along the border?
Well, here's the way I see it. We've got to deal with the root causes in addition to what are the effects, right? Now, my focus has been on the root causes.
Root causes. Let's talk about the root causes. We did that with radical Islamic terrorism. Let's focus on poverty. Talking about poverty in relation to radical Islamists, or Islamists, pardon me, Islamic supremacists blowing up and being a part of terror networks. But they also found that they were doctors and dentists. So I don't know if that really matched up. Perhaps it was the ideology and confronting that and having a discussion about it, as well as people who share in name the religion of Islam, speaking up against those who are using it as a supremacist doctrine, be they Persian, Arab, or otherwise. It's very important. Dr. Zudi Jasser has done some great work there. Incredible work. So that was Kamala Harris answering a question from a local newscast in Texas. And she is the border czar. Who am I? Oh, I'm Crane Durham. And this is Larry Connors, USA. And it's great to be here. Guest hosting. Fear not. Larry will be back. So the issue of illegal immigration and the cost of illegal immigration, we see a 40-year high, I believe. I want to check that stat, but I believe that's what we have. There was a wonderful article written by Mark Thiessen, and it was in the Washington Post, I think, today. Nonetheless, I wanted to talk about, I'm sounding like Biden, oh my gosh, it's freaking me out. Talking about the consequences of illegal immigration, and really the cause of it is when you say you're going to open up your border, people will come. You are encouraging coyotes, reference made to those who are going and taking children up and from the Central American Northern Triangle and allowing them, or excuse me, taking them and putting them into basic slavery. They're owned. So much so they want to be in America so much that they're willing to take amazing risks. But what makes America great is our rule of law. So there's a problem there. We've got to enforce our law. One way we can do that is send the signal that you will not be allowed in this country illegally, and if found, you will have to go through the process. But you'll be out. And why do we do that? We do that because if we don't, it undermines the whole system. And it does not incentivize those to come up and risk their lives or their families' lives for that. Just perfectly awful. And it's just basic common sense. I mean, these are not hard answers. What about the people that through no fault of their own, children came over. I think there are always opportunities to work on specific problems related to that. But what I saw with the legislation, I believe it was the 86, Reagan, unless you come down and specifically just first and foremost start enforcing our laws, you're just going to increase it. So, illegal immigration, root causes. Very nice. That she cited some other things in her answer. I went, looked at the whole interview. I got that clip off of Newsmax, or excuse me, CNS News. Crane Durham, sit in for Larry Connors, Larry Connors Show.
Wellington Environmental specializes in making your world safer, especially for our children. A national chain of daycare centers that opened a facility in Washington, D.C. But soon, toxic vapors were discovered leaking from the ground. Wellington Environmental responded and put in a vapor seal so the children were no longer in any danger. Now, in another case, a child was playing with a toy in his basement. And like kids will sometimes do, he was putting the toy into his mouth. He got sick, sick enough to be taken to the hospital. And what had happened? Wellington engineers and a chemist found traces of rat poison. So Wellington professionally cleaned up the danger. Wellington Environmental, 314-644-4930, 644-4930. Be well with Wellington Environmental.
I want to thank my friends at John Bill Roofing for sponsoring this segment of Larry Connors USA. John Bill Roofing, covering homes, businesses throughout the Midwest with the best quality, lowest price. John Bill Roofing. Call 1-800-NEW-ROOF. 1-800-NEW-ROOF.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back to Larry Connors USA. Crane Durham sitting in for Larry Connors. Thank you, Larry. Always a pleasure and privilege and honor to be here. We've got some more for you. What do you mean more, Crane? What do you have? Well, I've got a little history when it comes to our tax law. Boring. No. It's not like that. I'm not going to read tax law. I'm not going to do that. I'm going to speak generally about tax cuts. Still a little boring, perhaps. But the point of this is not the data in the sense of going over numbers after numbers, because we've seen what happens when you do that. You actually increase revenue. And we've seen that. Wait a second. You lower the tax, increase revenue? Well, just think of the capital gains tax and under Bill Clinton, and asked Charlie Gibson what he asked one then candidate, Barack Obama. He goes, why would you, knowing that you've increased the revenue by lowering the tax, why would you then increase it and get less? And he didn't have an answer other than fairness. Then you think of fairness and you're like, fairness, so you're the arbiter of fairness. You're the judge. I didn't realize the president was. I thought we had laws. I thought we had pieces of legislation that were debated. I thought the umpire was the Supreme Court. And however troubled our process is, or at times not yielding throughout history, not yielding the result where we are truly equal under law, it's the best process going today. That's why we have people wanting to come into this country. And I understand that completely. I don't understand the balkanization, though, because there's a reason they're leaving their country to become Americans. And that doesn't mean you don't celebrate your culture. Absolutely not. Again, a friend of mine, Bruce Thornton, his best friend is Victor Davis Hanson, and they're both professors. I used to have him on a lot because these are the things people need to know about our history. And when you have somebody who is a scholar and can detail it, wow, it's great stuff. I never understood how history could be boring in the way of disconnecting it. You disconnect history from the condition of being human and understanding that these are, it's just not words on a page, but actual events. You can feel history. I actually think that is a pretty good thing. But when you rewrite history and you take out context, then you've gone off the deep end. You need to dial it back. Because if you're running a curriculum and kids are learning from you and they're learning America is just a system of oppression of the oppressed, one group over another, that's just flat out wrong. And when I hear those on the left who were advocating for these policies are still do in the curriculum, they say, well, you want to ban those. They can discuss the issue. But I don't want them taught that. I don't want them to say this is the right answer. Because it's not. And you can prove that. So it's pretty amazing to me that oftentimes people like me who encourage debate want people to have debate, believe in debate, are accused of wanting to, in essence, program kids, indoctrinate kids with ideas that are harmful. Meaning, well, we can't say there was bad times in America. We can't say that we struggled with the issue of living up to the promissory note that Martin Luther King spoke of in his I Have a Dream speech. No, I think we do discuss that. We discuss it in the framework of history. We discuss it. We can go to the world history. We can look at the issue, look how wrong it is and was, and how brutal and disgusting it was. Yes, it took us a lot. Women voting, women's suffrage, think about that. In discussing those issues and recognizing that it took the time doesn't mean you get to take the context out of it. And you must also consider, you must be practical in the sense of saying, wait a second. This is history. This is what has happened. Where are we today? And if we go back and embrace a system or embrace a system by lying about today's present day system, exaggerating it and casting certain people into a historically oppressive system in the sense of not living up to our declaration, right? If we go back and say, it's Jim Crow South, you are doing a disservice to those who suffered under Jim Crow, which we all did as a nation in the sense that it was in America and the American South. My point is, we all took a hit there. It's awful that it took place, but we also must understand that we confronted it. We did our dirty laundry in public, thank heavens. And the basis of the civil rights movement was understanding who we are in the promise of our declaration and what was and needed to be codified in our Constitution. And so we look at that and we say, okay, we can digest that. But to put that on a generation of people today, what's the problem with that? It's just not true. And it's making victims out of people and them buying into something that simply is not true. It's similar to the entire police race. What is it? I mentioned it yesterday. Hands up, don't loot. Now, I don't want people to loot. Oh, shoot. That's right. Yes. I got to get that right because I saw a lot of looting, but shooting. I actually saw. Yeah. So that's a complete lie. And that's what this movement is based on. And you start applying context and you look at this. And yes, there are actions that we all disagree with. How many people sat there and said, George Floyd? Yeah, I support that. Not one. America was unified. Then why did we have the riots? Why was that? Oh, we got to let off steam now. We were all outraged and we looked at the system and went through the system and the system answered. So now you want to take a statistically non-existent in the sense of the dramatic times of contact between law enforcement officers and people of a certain race or the racial breakdown of that and incidents of malfeasance. And I don't mean to undercut it by saying malfeasance. I mean to say where you have something wrong here and you realize, wow, yeah, the police are an institution that are enforcing laws on behavior and not race. But if you racialize it and act like they're hunting people of a certain race and you don't have the statistics to back it up, what do? I mean, if you don't have the truth, what do? You distort it. You come back, you prey on our worst instincts. And you ask people to buy into it. And you ask people to buy into a lie. Pretty sick. Pretty sick. Because I want people to live up to what their God-given abilities that they've taken, their gifts, and refined them and studied and use those gifts to serve others and do good. Go the other way, we go victims. But the point is, it's a lie. It's a lie when it comes to the policies, or excuse me, it's bad when it comes to policies that are based on lies, and it's a lie when the policies end up, or excuse me, it's a lie when people buy in to a particular ideology that is based on falsehoods or lack of context. If you don't apply context, you get conned by the text. My pastor, David Crank, says that. I call him my pastor. I watch him a lot. And he is my pastor. I got to say, yeah, that's true. But you don't want to be conned by the text. What you want to do is you want the truth. And getting to that, we have a clip from one Paul Ryan. Paul Ryan, then representative and vice presidential candidate, in a debate with our president, it's cut number 12, when he cites history. And this was during their vice presidential debate in 2012, where Biden acted like a total jerk. And that's not because I disagree with him. It's because he acted like a jerk. That said, roll it.
You can cut tax rates by 20% and still preserve these important preferences for middle-class taxpayers.
Not mathematically possible.
It is mathematically possible. It's been done before. It's precisely what we're proposing.
It has never been done before.
It's been done a couple of times, actually.
It has never
been done before. Jack Kennedy lowered tax rates, increased growth. Ronald Reagan.
Oh, now you're Jack Kennedy.
Ronald Reagan. I know.
No, this is
Vice President.
This is
I know you're under a lot of duress to make up for lost ground. But I think people will be better served if we don't keep interrupting each other.
Well, don't take all the 4 minutes then.
Yeah, it's really interesting. He throws out like the squirrel. Look at the squirrel. Now you're Jack Kennedy. No, he's citing the fact that Democrats. And what would Jack Kennedy be today? That's a question for you. But Democrats and Republicans have cut taxes. And we can go through with Kennedy. We can go through Reagan. He raised taxes. Bush, H.W. lowered them. But that was after there were cuts in the capital gains that I referenced earlier in this segment from Bill Clinton because he wanted to be reelected, which gives me hope. If Bill Clinton can do a co-opting of a particular agenda, perhaps President Biden can. But I don't think so. And the reason I don't think so is because he's stubborn and there's something about the way he delivers the information today that tells me he's not He's not going to apologize for Afghanistan. And we know now that he knew that pulling out in the way that he did would be an absolute disaster. And continues to be. I mean, how do you not recognize that? How do you not apologize for that? And that has led to a whole lot of bad behavior by belligerents in the world, from China to North Korea to Russia. So you get the connection here. I'm not pulling a conspiracy theory here. It's real easy. But what we saw there was history being cited and Vice President Biden at the time trying to distract, deflect. I'm wondering, I'm remembering Dodgeball. Dip Dodge, what is it? Wonderful movie. I love it. We can't laugh anymore. Can't laugh at movies. Seinfeld, wonderful. Wouldn't be around with woke. Would not. Dave Chappelle, being perhaps one of the funniest men, and certainly in my lifetime, and being protested with transgender by transgender community activists saying because he recognizes that sex is binary. That's just a fact. But they want to silence him, which gets to the overall point. Speaking the truth. Crane Durham, sitting in for Larry Connors Show, Larry Connors USA.
I have a new sponsor, just in time, that could save you a lot of trouble, maybe pain. K-Guard leaf-free gutter system. Leaves get in your gutter, rain comes, ice. You have a major costly issue. Contact my new sponsor for a free estimate. K-Guard Midwest, locally owned. So you're supporting your neighbors and this program. KGuardMidwest.com. KGuardMidwest.com.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
So let's go back to last year. Candidate Joe Biden ran for office promising that he would unify the country. That's why the man was elected, because he said that the crap we went through the last 4 years was wrong. He said he was going to try to unify the country. But now he's decided to surrender to a tiny little far left group in the mistaken belief that the loudest voices on Twitter actually represent America. It'd be useful for us to pause and recognize the overwhelming majority of all political tweets in America come from less than 1% of Americans. Let's just say that again, because there are a bunch of morons around this building who've decided to take their Twitter feed as reality.
That is Senator Ben Sasse, and I am a huge, if you look at my Twitter at nothingbuttruth.com, you will see that I'm a big fan of this man. And Jonah Goldberg, for that matter. There's so many people out there who really just do an outstanding job with their analysis. And even when I don't agree, I appreciate their perspective. Victor Davis Hanson, as I mentioned, Bruce Thornton last segment, you mentioned all these names, Crane. Who are you? I'm Crane Durham. If you just joined us, I am sitting in for Larry Connors, Larry Connors USA. You need to check things out. I put it at nothingbuttruth.com. If you want to tweet me or you want the information, you can get the links to Larry. And we'll hear more about those links in the break. But as always, the time goes by so quickly because I'm having so much fun. Mike, my producer, who I haven't seen in over 20 years. Yeah, it's been a long time. And I love working with you, man. You do such a good job, and you put everybody at ease, and you make it happen. I dig that. You know who else makes it happen? Greg Gutfeld, I mean, yeah, you're thinking, are you in his fan club, Crane? No, I'm the president of his fan club. No, I'm not in his fan club. I just like the fact that he's kicking tail late night and providing some context and perspective that he does. Here he is weighing in on what we discussed earlier, which was Virginia's largest school district is on the defensive after it was caught forcing children to participate in a game of privilege bingo that singled out kids for characteristics involving their race and family life. Roll it.
What you're seeing is an insidious transfer of power. The same people that demand removal, say, of the Pledge of Allegiance, embraces this kind of progressive propaganda as a replacement. So in that framing, you see that they don't want children paying respect to the country. They want the children to pay respect to an ideology that sees the country as systemically racist and corrupt. That's the path towards revolution. It's no longer class warfare. It's race warfare. And it's a complete switch from this is what scares me most about this. What does it do to the brain of children when you switch from gratitude to hate?
Right.
And that's all you have, gratitude to hate. You are not going to be an achiever. You're going to be working with an angry filter your entire life. Mm. You're always going to say, it's their fault, not mine. You're not going to wake up in the morning and go, yeah, I want to try. I want to achieve. I want to kick some butt. You're going to be, it's their fault. It's their fault. Let's get stoned.
Let's speak to the spirit that he was speaking to in the way of the former, not the latter, of being stoned. We have a wonderful clip. If you're looking to be inspired today, I've got something for you. Yeah, it's true. And if you've been here for the last 90 minutes, I assume you are inspired because you're seeing things that are going on, but you're also hearing the other side of the story, the rest of the story. Thank you, Mr. Harvey. And that's what we are going to focus in on the flip side. We're going to take a classic. You're going to hear all-time classic.
At Interstate 44 in Hampton, you can find new business and opportunity where there had been nothing. That all changed when Jay Ackerman had a vision. He built the new Ackerman Toyota dealership on one corner. Now other businesses getting involved. Ackerman Toyota at Hampton, just north of Interstate 44. Ackerman Toyota for life.
This is Larry Connors USA.
Larry Connors USA.
Welcome back. Larry Connors USA. Crane Durham sitting in. I'm just getting warmed up. That's how I feel. Larry, thank you. Honored, privileged, and otherwise. Very good. Mike, thank you. And King Joe Garcia, another man I haven't seen in a long time. And over the last 6 months, I've seen again and hadn't seen him for 20 years. Amazing, because I started here. Little story there. I started here. I went to other stations. It was a real blessing to work here. Went on Donnybrook, did all that, got nationally syndicated, and had the privilege of working with some really, really great folks. And I'm grateful for that, opportunity. Not for a moment do I sit back and have this idea of entitlement. It is a blessing. And I haven't changed. Some of you might not like that. Some of you will say, why not? Because I can't change the principles that are the foundation of what you believe. You can refine them, I guess, because you learn more. Can you change your mind about a policy? Yeah, you can, with more information coming in. But no, pretty much, I'm Crane. This is who I am. And that's okay. Thank you very much. Are you going to Stuart Smalley me right now? Is that what's happening? No, don't worry. I'm going to Tony Robbins you. That's right. Tony Robbins, rock on, my friend. I got to tell you, somebody who inspires me, and this is actually, guys, this is actually one of the things I did to court my wife. It's true. Nerd alert. Rolling, run along. So wide and nerdy. Look at me. I'm wide and nerdy. So I would play these clips, and she is a leader, and she held office when she was in school, and you know, a number of things that she did. And I got to tell you, many folks would say, why would you do this? And I said, this is me. Okay? Because why would you not do something that is a big part of you? Ronald Reagan is a big part of me. I grew up in the Reagan Revolution. And in 1981, Ronald Reagan spoke to the innovative spirit. Now, you contrast this with the way President Obama or President Biden has spoken about the spirit of America. And tell me what you think. But more importantly, listen to what he has to say.
By lowering everyone's tax rates all the way up the income scale, each of us will have a greater incentive to climb higher, to excel, to help America grow. The power of these incentives would send one simple, straightforward message to an entire nation. America, go for it. To young Americans wondering tonight, where will I go? What will I do with my future? I have a suggestion. Why not set out with your friends on the path of adventure and try to start up your own business? Follow in the footsteps of those two college students who launched one of America's great computer firms from the garage behind their house. You too can help us unlock the doors to a golden future. You too can become leaders in this great new era of progress, the age of the entrepreneur.
The spirit is alive. We're one generation away from losing our freedoms. I'm paraphrasing Ronald Reagan there. But understanding that the American spirit is alive, it is when the American spirit confronts a system that is antithetical to what it is based on. I mean, you look at what we're based on in the Declaration and understanding that, and you look how it manifests its way in the Constitution, and you see it over time. And that's what I call progress. And make no apologies of how difficult or awful a time was. But here he's speaking to the spirit of America. People come here from all over the world, and they become Americans. That's beautiful, man. I can't go over to Germany and become German. Because it's not based on that. And our system, as Ric Flair would say of the Four Horsemen, is the best thing going today. And understanding that. So why would you adopt a policy or talking point that undermines that very system and base it on lies and hate? Why would you do that? Well, this question is not so much why. This is just the overall discrediting of those and not past elections, but the election of 2022 by our current president. And that would be cut number five, my friend, as we go. But listen to this, because this is our president.
Do you still believe the upcoming election will be fairly conducted and its results will be legitimate?
Well, it all depends on whether or not we're able to make the case to the American people that some of this is being set up to try to alter the outcome of the election. And it's one thing, look, maybe I'm just being too much of an optimist. Remember how we thought not that many people were going to show up to vote in the middle of a pandemic? We had the highest voter turnout in the history of the United States of America. Well, I think if, in fact, no matter how hard they make it for minorities to vote, I think you're going to see them.
To hear more of this and the continuation of this exchange, this was actually the follow-up question, I believe, in Wednesday's press conference, and it's cut number 6. Roll it.
And it's not just in South Carolina. Our NBC News poll shows black support for President Biden has dropped 19 points since April. Now it's down to 64%.
What do you say to these black voters who say that you do not have their backs, as you promised on the campaign trail?
I've had their back my entire career. I've never not had.
Never not had their back. Yes, President Biden. Answering that particular question, and why is that important? Why would it be part of this segment? Because it is part of this segment. It's the idea of the results, and people are seeing what a system has done, and they're seeing the fruits of that system, and it's bad fruit. It's awful. They are recognizing that they have a system where they are being, in essence, held under the soft bigotry of low expectations. And as I said in the beginning, we all just want to be Americans. And so that's a huge part of that. So you see declining support. You see, over time, people do have a reaction to the policies. And so when we have debates over these issues and expose the truth, there is hope. I don't think we'd be here if we didn't think that. But keep in mind what Ben Sasse said about the Twitter sphere, and how little that is of America. It's an active 1.5%, as he wrote, very active, and at times, well, Twitter can be used for very good, and it can be used for things that are very bad. It's a medium, but it's a controlled medium, and it's a medium that censors. And that censorship tilts left. Really? Because that's an understatement. Tilts left, Crane? You mean leans left? Yeah, you get it. But the point is, you have the President of the United States knowing that they're going to get a shellacking in the this year's election, pardon me. And he is sitting there discrediting the election. Something he criticized, rightfully so, in the sense of criticizing somebody trying to discredit an election and our system with the past, whether it was President Trump or we go back further with the selected president of George W. Bush and, oh, what happened in Ohio in 2004? It's just, now we've got to look at the truth, and we do, and we examine those, and that's responsible, and there were irregularities. I get all that, and we need a system that makes sure that one person, one vote, in that way, verification, etc. But why would you push an agenda that undermines our very system of governance? Crane Durham, Larry Connors, USA.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.
So I'm curious if he will continue to say that those 2022 elections will be illegitimate. Well, first, I've talked to the president a lot about this, and he absolutely is not predicting that the 2022 elections would be illegitimate. People's rights.
He mentioned the minority vote. I mean, he was pretty brash about it. And you're right. We had the largest turnout we've seen on a percentage basis in 120 years. And states are changing their own laws as we speak. Joe Biden's lived in Delaware for 70 years, and they're going to have early voting for the first time this coming November in 22.
And Bill, it should be a baseline. Everybody should have access to early voting.
I'm not saying it's going to be legit. I mean, he's not saying that it's going to be legitimate. That's pretty clear.
Well, here's what his intention was, Jake, and what his intention was not. He was not trying to predict that the 2022 elections would not be legitimate. Quite the opposite.
I mean, isn't the correct answer, if this isn't passed, you believe the upcoming election will be fairly conducted and legitimate? Isn't the correct answer, yes, it will be fairly conducted and legit.
Jake Taparoo. I've always liked him. At times, lets me down. But there, he did not. That's right. You heard Dana Perino, Bill Hemmer, and then Jake Tapper. Wait a second. They're on different. Yeah, I know. We've got Fox News, then we got CNN. Every now and then, a broken clock's. Excuse me. A broken clock is right twice a day. So just know that. It can work, but as for people and journalists, I like Tapper. So what did we get to today? What did we talk about? I mean, we still have the swimming issue where a dude was swimming against women, and that now there's more to that, but it would take a little too much time at this juncture to get into. And then I was talking about earlier in the segment, I was talking about my wife and courting her. And do they still use that expression? Or am I going to go to the cobbler after this for my shoes or something like that? I very well could, Mike. And Mike, our producer here for Larry Connors, Larry Connors USA, it's been a pleasure, privilege. Thank you very much. Great job. And what we were talking about was Ronald Reagan and the promise he spoke to. But you have to understand, I take it back to Reagan because what the Soviet Union at the time of the Cold War wanted to do was undermine our system. And they knew they couldn't beat us. They know they can't beat us on the outside and with the system fair comparison. So what they did to undermine it was for us to lose faith in our system. And so we had that with Hillary Clinton in 2016. She did more damage than so many in the Soviet Union had done over the years. I believe we had Ted Kennedy when he was running. I'm not sure. He was primary in Carter, I believe. Okay, so you have this. You have a trend here of undermining our system. Now, you have to understand that is what they believe. When it comes to the military and when we engage in military conflict, it is so often getting people within this country to abandon the fight before we finish the fight. However you feel, that is the strategy of our opponents, or has been one of the strategies, certainly, of our opponents. So it tells me it's pretty important what we discuss, what we talk about, if our enemies are queuing into it. And the most important thing is to recognize that when we discuss these issues, we better be talking about fact. And when we see projection or things taken out of context, we call them out for that. You could always say, when you mention somebody like the Kennedy tax cuts that were successful and you don't have an answer for it, you call the person you think you're Jack Kennedy. I mean, it's just stupid. Stuck on stupid. And I think we all can recognize that. But what if you know that you don't have the right answer? And you have to push an agenda that is a failed agenda. I don't know their hearts. I pray that there are not many of those or at all. But if they are sincere, then perhaps we can have that discussion. And remember this, for all the trouble of telling the truth about history has been, principles don't change. They don't have an expiration date. And so when you understand those, and you understand the foundation that allowed for the fruit of the United States to grow, we certainly will know our system by the fruit and how it's set up. And right now, even with the challenges we have, we've got the greatest system going. So with that, I wanted to say, yeah, I don't hear it enough how great this country is. I really don't. I don't hear it enough about people in this country. I don't hear it enough about people who've produced and created businesses. I happen to work for a guy who owns a club. I teach tennis. Family business is awesome. Well, what's even more awesome than all the things I spoke to is my wife. And I must tell you that it is her birthday today. And so happy birthday, my love. Hey, live with honor in your life, compassion in your heart, and always keep the faith. I'm Crane Durham. This is Larry Connors, USA. Thank you.
This is Larry Connors, USA.
Larry Connors, USA.